Oh, God is available, including your wrath. But Lord, we see your goodness. We see your love. We see your power. Your power to save, your power to heal, your power to deliver. We are grateful that, Lord, indeed, when the angels look at you, they say, holy, for that is what they see. They say, holy, for that's what they see. Lord, we are saying what we see. And we are grateful, Father, that that which we see, oh God, is comforting, is empowering. Lord, indeed, what you have done before is assurance that, Lord, you are still, oh God, faithful in all your ways. We say, be exalted. Help us tonight, even as we press into the morning, to pray aright. We receive your capacity. We receive exchange of weakness for strength. We receive hope. We receive life. We receive, oh God, a help from above. We see everything available because of who you are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Please be seated. Hallelujah. I believe it will be good to hear from Brother Peter what the Lord has been doing in Egypt since the last time we saw him. Amen. It would be good to hear what he has asked for: humility and patience, great virtues. You know, Solomon asked God for some wonderful gifts, wisdom, that he may be able to lead the people. And in addition to wisdom, he got long life, he got wealth, he got victory over his enemies. There are some gifts that we can ask God for that just open the floodgates. Father, we thank you for your son. We are grateful for that journey that he makes to and from Egypt. Well, thank you for how you have positioned him as a witness. He wants to be a shining light. We are grateful that that's who he is, even before the friends that he's making and the people he's connected to. Lord, your son asks for the grace for humility. And Lord, when we studied and prayed through the book of James, we just observed how humility is so much needed. We pray that you help him in that area, oh God, that he will always represent you. In the name of Jesus, we pray, oh God, for patience, the fruit of the Holy Spirit. That, Lord, in the areas where it's needed, Daddy, he will not be denied it. He will, oh God, be a channel of patience even to the people around him. We pray over the friends and the family that are surrounding him, over the nation of Egypt. Daddy, that, Lord, you will prosper the gospel in Egypt. Having taken your son there, oh God, King of Glory, and all other missionaries, others who have left comfort to be in the heat of the sun, we pray that, Lord, Egypt shall be saved. In the name of Jesus, that your plan for Egypt, oh God, shall not be thwarted. As we pray for Egypt, we pray for other nations as well. Thank you, Father. Even when he returns, Lord, we pray that you will watch over him. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We are really grateful to God. We have the time to pray, and prayer is what we'll do. Our theme for tonight is Psalm 9. And we thank God that Pastor Clara has helped us to read a few of the verses there. And why Psalm 9? I believe the year 2017, the first 9 months have been very, very interesting. Amen? Very, very interesting. The color, the heat of it, everything. And we need to remind ourselves that the God we serve, in the midst of everything, is still working wonders. Amen. One of the commentaries I read said that this psalm was written by David after he defeated Goliath. It doesn't look like it. Amen. Amen. It says it was written after he defeated Goliath. And I just want us to just draw some inspirations from it, even as we go into the segments of prayer. We have looked about praising God. I will praise God with my whole heart. Amen. I haven't come with half-hearted praise, actually. I just want to lavish my praise on God. But verse 3 says, when my enemies, not if my enemies, When my enemies are turned back, they didn't turn back voluntarily, but they are turned back. Amen. They did not choose to turn back. As I'm praising God and I'm pressing into God, and I'm giving my whole heart to God, and I don't care what's going on around me, they get to a stage. They say, "We know we can't go with her. I know." The picture that came to me was as a little child. You've gone to cause trouble. You are running to your mother. As you are very close to your house, the person pursuing you say, "I'll catch you." But they have to turn back. Amen? They have to turn back. They dare not cross some lines. Even if you are the one that offended them. The Bible, David saw that there is a place that you press into God, that the enemies are torn. It didn't say one enemy. The enemies, the financial one, the health one, the marital one, the job one, whatever it is that has ganged up, they are turned back. And I pray as we enter into the last quarter of 2017, that even as we press in this night, enemies will turn back. Challenges will turn back. They will lose their grip and they will turn back in Jesus' name. Not only do they turn back, they perish. Amen? That is, there's no memorial of them again. They fall and they perish. Their falling is so significant that there is no future for the enemy. And I believe, God, that even as we press in tonight, the fulfillment of God's word shall be established in the name of Jesus Christ. All these things happen because God is righteous. In his word, he said, "Touch not my anointed, do my prophet no harm." He's watching over that word. Hallelujah. That does not mean that we go and cause trouble, but we know that we are living in a world. Jesus said, "In this world you will have many troubles, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." Jesus saw them turning back at the cross. He said to his disciples when he sent them to go and preach, they came back saying, "Look, we saw so many testimonies." He said, "I saw Satan fall down like lightning." That's how they turn back. And they perish in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. But let's focus on verse 8 to 10. The Bible says, "And he shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. And they that know thy name will put their trust in you. For you, O Lord, has not forsaken them that seek thee." In all that is happening around the world, God still has time for individuals. David, in this psalm, talks about how God deals with nations. But in the midst of it, God has not forgotten individuals. And he judges the whole world in righteousness. In your situation, God brings righteous judgment. Hallelujah. Amen. And he leads the people in uprightness. And in the midst of the calamity, in the midst of the challenges, in the midst of the troubles, he hides his own. He is a refuge for his people. Hallelujah. He covers them. And even those that are oppressed, when you watch the news and you see what is happening to the Muslims in, where are they? The Mayana people. You just wonder. It all happened in the year 2017. The solution has not been found. How the people have been displaced, dispossessed, the suffering in the wilderness. And we can pray that God in his mercy will reach out to them in Jesus' name. It is the time of trouble for them. And I know that even as we look at that national scale, in individual lives, time of trouble. Praying around for some people. But is it even where I walk? You hear people's stories. You just wonder, where do we start from? A young man sat before me and he was talking about how he left Eritrea because they were in church. And the police came and arrested them because they were praying, and the father was assassinated, and he and the mother, they left Eritrea to run to Sudan for refuge. They were just finding a place to hide. In the midst of the trouble, the mom became so weak, so sick, she died. He had to flee, and he said, crying, that he walked through the Sahara. And eventually, through lorry trucks and things like that, he found himself in Germany. And he was hoping that they will allow him to rest. And then he got a letter saying, if you don't leave Germany within 7 days, we ourselves will take you to Eritrea back. And he knew that if he was to go back to Eritrea, he was going to die. So he had to flee again. From 2013, this young man has been on a journey trying to find refuge, all because he wants to serve God. And you cannot even tell him enough of time to come to the chapel. He just wants, he doesn't speak English, but he will sit there, will be hearing the gospel preached to him. He said, this is what I ran away for. This is what I want to do. Is it the Indonesian sitting beside me or the Chinese? Or, and you're looking at people and people's stories in the time we are in really tell us that there is trouble in the world. But the Bible tells us that God will judge in righteousness. He will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. Please mark the word of the Bible, times of trouble, enemies. Helping us to understand that God is talking about a concerted siege against our peace. But in it all, he said, they that know your name shall put their trust in you, for thou hast not forsaken them that seek you. The picture that came to my mind as I round up and we get into the segment is that in Joshua chapter 8, when Joshua was going to fight Ai, he gathered 30,000 men to fight. God did not say there were too many. But go to Judges chapter 6, chapter 7. Gideon got 32,000, just 2,000 more than what Joshua got. And God said there were too many. Why? In the strategy of God, you've got to trust him that what he did yesterday is not necessarily what he wants to do today. They that know your name, Yahweh. They that know your name, mighty God. They that know your name, unchangeable changer. What do you know the name of God is? They shall put their trust in you. Gideon could have said to God, God, you allowed Joshua to have 30,000. Why are you allowing me to fight my own battle with 320? You want my life to be destroyed? No. He agreed with God. Today, the strategy that God will give the person to your right and to your left will be different from yours. But it is made specifically for you. The weapon of your warfare are not carnal. In heaven, there is no size 10, size 12, size 14, size 16. It is Clara size, Moriah size, Dukpe size. There is no mass production. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, everything about you is unique. That's why you need to know the name of the one you are trusting. For it is when you know him, not just know about him, that you can put your trust in him. And I bless the name of the Lord that the year 2017, God has been revealing his name in many ways. Hallelujah. I was tempted to go because I remember at the beginning of this year, I went into the Met Office website and I saw the names of storms that they had listed. And by the mercy of God, maybe out of 20, as at that time, only 4 have they really reported. What was the name of the one? Anyway, it doesn't matter. But what I'm saying is that as we pray, God, what people are expecting, God is frustrating. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Because he is God who is faithful. When you know his name, that he can turn things around. When you know his name, that is the miracle working God. When you know his name, that with him nothing shall be impossible. When you know his name, that the things that are impossible with men are possible with him, you will be able to put your trust in him. So that when they are giving you some reports and saying, oh, this sickness killed 88 people, only 2 people are alive. With that 2 people, you go to God, knowing that he has the power. Amen? Even if they said that nobody has ever survived, for as long as you know the name of the Lord, the Bible says the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are saved. As we talk about God being our strength and our stronghold, we have confidence in him that is able to strengthen us. Hallelujah. We also know that even by the mercy of God, when things appear to be upside down, the mercy of God shows up in it. It has a reason for allowing things to happen. And so if you are going and you are thinking, but in this 2017, I really have not seen God. I want you to press in. The things you believed God for that you wrote down this year, do you have a testimony of them being done? If you have a testimony, press in thanksgiving. If you are yet to have your own testimony, press in with expectation that the same God that did it for you last year is still the same God. They that know your name shall put their trust in you. For you are the refuge for the oppressed. I want you to know that even as we pray tonight, help is available. That you will run this year and you'll be able to say, here is my trophy. The Lord showed up for me. Let's rise up to our feet. Let's rise up to our feet and ask God to give us the grace to press on in prayer. And ask the God of heaven to download into you that which is unique for your own victory. That even as the word will be coming for nations, that as we pray for nations, you will agree with God. That even though it may appear impossible, tonight we are going home expecting that the things that God said he will do, it will manifest. In the name of Jesus, as we pray for church, as we pray for families, all the segments of prayer, I want you to agree with God. God, open my faith valve. Let there be a lifting that I will not hold back expectation, and that I will stand in agreement with your word. In the name of Jesus Christ, the God that David boasted of before Goliath, and as he said he was going to do with Goliath, God empowered him to do. He's the same God you have come to this night. That by the mercy of God, you will not go home a defeated fool. By the mercy of God, every head of Goliath will come down. All your enemies are turned back. There will be a turning back. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Not only will they turn back, they will fall and they will perish. Why? Because you are focused on God. You are settled in the plan and purpose of God. You are walking in the will of the Father. In the name of Jesus. Maybe you need to know another name of God. I want you to ask the God of heaven to empower his word and his names in your life. That when you call him, whether in your native language, or you call him in English grammar, or you even call his name in the spirit, there will be a manifestation in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. There is a name that's above every other name. The Bible says at the mention of his name, every knee bow and every tongue confess that he is Lord. I don't want you to I stay in this vigil and just think, oh, well, it will soon be 1 o'clock. No, it is now miracle time. You have entered into miracle right from the beginning. You have come into a place where solutions are available. You have come into that realm where help is here. The things that have been held back, the things that you believed for, heaven is able and ready to make them available to you. And so will it be in Jesus' name. And so, Father, we thank you for our encounter with you is productive. This night, oh God, in the remaining time we have, even as you have started from the beginning, opening our eyes to truth, Lord, steering our hearts by faith, we pray, Daddy, that you will empower our prayer. Let everyone you will use to lead us in prayer be filled with the special unction. And let all of us that will be agreeing, oh God, stand in agreement by faith in the name of Jesus. And let there be a performance of the things that you are going to declare, even the ones you've already declared. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We are praying for nations tonight. Join me, church, as we open to Psalm 46. I will call upon the Lord. Will call upon the Lord. Who is worthy to be praised. He is worthy to be praised. So shall I keep setting thy hand in. The Lord reigneth. Blessed be the Lord. Let the rock of my salvation be exalted. The Lord reigneth, blessed be the Lord, let the rock of my salvation be exalted, be lifted up, be lifted up. O Lord, be lifted up, for you are holy, righteous and worthy. O Lord, be lifted up. Church, let's praise the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The Ham, the Ancient of Days. Let's lift him high and give him thanks for giving us nations, O Lord. We thank you, Daddy, because all nations come from you. We thank you for every nation. We thank you for every continent of the world in the name of Jesus. Daddy, we thank you for Africa. We thank you for Europe. We thank you for Asia. We thank you for Asia. Lord, we thank you, O Lord, for America, for South America. Lord, we give all glory, we give all adoration unto you. We thank you, Daddy, because we are still alive today, O Lord. We thank you because in your faithfulness, all nations are rejoicing, O Lord. Daddy, we lift you high. The King of Kings and Lord of Lords, we thank you. For every nation that has come from you, Daddy, we glorify your name. We thank you, Daddy, because we haven't been consumed, O Lord. Even through our shortcomings, Daddy, we thank you for your mercy, O Lord. On every nation, Daddy, we thank you for your mercy, O Lord. We thank you for mercy which endureth forever. Lord, we thank you for this nation, United Kingdom. We thank you for all other nations on earth, Daddy. Daddy, as we come before you tonight, O Lord, we bring every nation back unto you, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. As we pray tonight, O Lord, Daddy, we pray that your will be done in the name of Jesus. Daddy, we pray for your kingdom to come, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray, O Lord, that every nation will return to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Every leader, every soul will return unto you, Daddy, because you hold the hearts of kings, O Lord, and the heart of every nation, Daddy. We return every nation to you tonight, in the name of Jesus. Be thou exalted, O Lord. Thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Church, we're still praying. We will pray tonight. I have some nations at heart. I didn't know I'd be standing here tonight, but to the glory of God, I'm here. We'll pray for Egypt. Just as our brother said, I always listen to news and I watch documentaries. In Egypt, there have been so many killings. And once this is done, because majority are Muslims, people get away with it. And we can see all the time. We will pray for those that have been persecuted. We will call on the name of God, that the God of heaven will comfort them. Let's turn quickly to Psalm 46 and see what the Lord says. Psalm 46. From verse 5 I'll read. It said, God is in the midst of her. She will not be moved. God shall help her and that right early. The outer range, the kingdom were moved. He uttered his voice. The heart melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. We will call on God tonight. Just as we've been calling on him, we will pray for Egypt and we'll pray for other nations as well tonight. Daddy, we'll pray for comfort, O Lord, on everyone that has been persecuted. We remember those in Myanmar tonight, all those people that have been persecuted, Lord. We'll pray, O Lord, for those in Syria, O Lord. We pray, O Lord, for every soul that has been persecuted. Souls that have been displaced tonight, even from their family and from their loved ones. Daddy, we'll call on you. Because you hold heaven and heart, Daddy, we cry out for mercy tonight, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Daddy, comfort every soul. Let peace reign, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let love reign, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Among every tribe, O Lord, among every nation, O Lord, among every religion, Lord, Daddy will pray in the name of Jesus. That Daddy, love will reign, O Lord. Peace will reign among every color, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Among every tribe, there will be love. There will be peace of God in the name of Jesus. Peace will reign. The heart of leaders will turn to you, Lord. They will seek from you, O Lord. In humility and in diligence, Lord, they will seek you, Daddy, in the name of Jesus. Touch heart of the wicked, O Lord. Daddy will pray for peace, O Lord. If for those who have been displaced, Lord, we pray for comfort tonight, O Lord. That you will find them, you will touch them, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. They will find refuge in you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. We still pray in church. Last month, the Foreign Secretary, Boris Johnson, and Priti Patel, International Development Secretary, they visited Nigeria. They went to Boko Haram victims in northern Nigeria. And after greeting them, after doing everything, it's so sad to hear them say, foreign aid is stopping. We're not going to give you any foreign aid anymore. We want other nations to rise. This is Britain in 2017, just like Pastor said. They don't want us. They don't need Nigerians to be given any hate anymore. So they said that is the end of it. We're going to end it. Then other nations should come and help after visiting the victims in the hospital. Then I just stopped and I said, God, when we will stop begging? Let's call on God tonight. That not only Nigerians, but for so many African nations, that are always seeking to beg. Daddy, when we call on you, we must be children of Christ to have more than enough to live with. We want God to touch the heart of every leader. That they would know God, they will fear God. The reason why they are in the office is to take care of the nation. We will pray tonight, just as God gave Solomon that wisdom. God said, what? Ask me of something. He said, no, I don't want any, but I want you to give me wisdom, knowledge, understanding. We will call on God tonight, in the name of Jesus. Our leaders will stop from begging, but they will do the right thing in the name of Jesus. Daddy, would you pray that you touch every heart of leaders in the name of Jesus? That they will do the right thing, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. They will fear you. They will seek from you, O Lord. Just as David will seek from God at all times, O Lord. Daddy will pray that every heart of leaders will turn to you in the name of Jesus. Daddy, we won't be beggars anymore, O Lord. But we'll be able to use that which you have given unto us, O Lord. Even to help others in the name of Jesus. We pray, O Lord, that you would give our leaders the heart of love in the name of Jesus. Discipline hearts, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. that every nation that are under you, Daddy, they will live in peace and in harmony, O Lord. Every nation will live in abundance in the name of Jesus. So shall it be, O Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. We're still praying. We will pray against disasters. Man-made disasters. We will pray against natural disasters. They've forecasted so many storms coming. Whatever name is called. When the storm was coming, the disciples of Jesus ran to him. And he said to them, why are you of little faith? We will pray tonight that God will equip us with the heart, O Lord, to pray, the heart to trust in his word, and to lean on him at all times. That even when we call, that God will give answers unto our cry. Whatever name it has been called, maybe storm, O Lord, hurricane, we pray, O Lord, that Daddy, you will ease the storm, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Daddy will pray, O Lord, that every disaster, O Lord, man-made disaster, natural disaster, Daddy, you will have control over it in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray tonight, O Lord, as Jesus is the storm, O Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus. Every storm will be eased, O Lord. We pray that every storm will hear the name of Christ, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray, O Lord, Daddy, that your kingdom will come, O Lord, and your will be done on earth in the name of Jesus. We cry unto you, Heavenly Father, Daddy, he's every storm. Every storm, O Lord, every volcano, O Lord, we pray, O Lord. Every disaster, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. So shall it be, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, for answering our prayers. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. We will still pray, church. We'll pray against every plan of the enemy. Everyone planning attacks. We've seen enough, 2017. We have seen enough of it, O Lord. And we'll pray in the name of Jesus. That Daddy, will, Lord, you will take control. In 2017, a lot has happened. And we don't even know what is coming tomorrow. But we pray, we'll stand in agreement. That in the name of Jesus. Daddy, that in the name of Jesus. Every heart of the wicked. It said where the name of Jesus is mentioned. Every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. That indeed Jesus is Lord. Daddy, we'll pray tonight, O Lord, that only your voice will be heard in the name of Jesus. You will silence the enemy, O Lord. Those wicked ones, O Lord, you will silence them, O Lord. In United Kingdom, O Lord, you will silence them. In America, they will be silenced, O Lord. In Africa, the wicked one will be silenced, O Lord. They are enemies of the Lord. Daddy, so that's why we pray tonight. We cry unto you, Daddy. Silence the voice of the wicked ones in the name of Jesus. Let only your voice be heard, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let every heart of the wicked be changed, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Daddy, we pray, O Lord, that nations will live in peace, O Lord. They will live in harmony, O Lord. Fear will be far from us, O Lord. Oppression will be far from us in the name of Jesus. Daddy, we pray, O Lord, that only your kingdom will come and your will be done in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We give glory and all adoration unto you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. We will pray for United Kingdom. We will pray. Brexit or no Brexit. There seems to be more confusion, O Lord. We'll pray for the heart of our leaders. Daddy, we'll pray that you will touch them, O Lord. You will touch them, O Lord. It is easy to call on you, Daddy. That we don't have to pay money to talk to you, Daddy. Negotiation taking brains and money. Let leaders turn to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let them seek you, O Lord. We pray, O Lord, that United Kingdom will not suffer from this in the name of Jesus. They will not be victim, O Lord, of leaving the European Union in the name of Jesus. It shall be well with this nation. It shall be well with our leaders. It shall be well with each and every one of us, O Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, this country will know peace. We will enjoy the peace of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Abundance, O Lord, in our homes, O Lord, in our lives, in the name of Jesus. As we step in this nation, O Lord, we declare the glory of Christ, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, For it is done, O Lord, we glorify your holy name. Be thou exalted, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. So, Heavenly Father, we thank you once again. We give you all honor, we give you all adoration. The King of Kings, O Lord, Lord, we thank you for every nation that we have prayed for. Thank you, Heavenly Father, because you've answered our cry tonight. Thank you, Lord, because henceforth we will see, O Lord, that our prayers have been answered. Daddy, we thank you tonight. We give all glory and all adoration unto you. As we continue this service, Lord, we pray that the power of the Holy Spirit will come upon us heavily in the name of Jesus, and your name will be glorified forever. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Prayer for children. Let us read the book of Psalms 9, verse 1. I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all the marvelous things you have done. Let us pray that our children will praise our Lord with their hearts. In Jesus' name. Let us pray that the life of our children will tell the wonders of God. In Jesus' name. Please open the book of Psalm 25, verse 4 to 5. Show me the right path, O Lord. Point out the road for me to follow. Lead me by your truth to teach me, for you are the God who saves me. All day long I put my hope in you. Let us ask God to teach us children his way and make his ways known to us children. In Jesus' name. Can we ask? Can we ask God to teach our children to live their lives according to the truth that is in him? For the Bible says in the book of John 14, verse 6, that Jesus is the way and the truth and the life. Please pray, because we want to live a good life in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let us pray that our children will put their hope in God alone. Jesus' name. Amen. Let us pray that our children will not serve or worship another God. We want to be like Joshua's family. In Joshua 24, verse 15, they serve only Jehovah. Please pray. I've prayed.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Divine. Hallelujah. Amen. We want to thank God that indeed our children, they will know the truth. They will continue to serve the living God. Hallelujah. They will not depart from the way of the Lord in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we want to thank God as God has used Divine. We use it as a point of contact unto all the other children. Hallelujah. That God will keep them. That God will strengthen them. That God will open their eyes to the truth, that they will never depart away from the Lord in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. As we continue to pray, we want to pray for the church. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Matthew, if we open Matthew chapter 16. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 16 from verse 16, and Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto you, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto you, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. I want us to pray in this hour. He said, the gates of hell shall not prevail. Hallelujah. The gates of hell shall not prevail. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The gates of hell, no matter the circumstance, no matter the situation, you know, you, me, we are the church. All over the world, believers who believe in Christ Jesus, they are the church. I want us to stand in the gap in this hour and believe and know that no matter the circumstance, the Lord has reminded us again and again that the gates of hell shall not prevail in the name of the Lord. The Bible says for this reason, the Son of God was made manifest that he may destroy the works of the devil. We want to bless the name of the Lord that he has made us more than conquerors. We want to thank him because we know it is already done. He has given us the victory. We will lift him up and up. We will lift him higher. He is our King. He is our Lord. He is our God. The gates of hell shall not prevail. Let it be known to the enemy. Let it be known to the devil that only the counsel of the Most High God all shall stand. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, we thank you. We want to bless you, O God. We thank you for the victory is a portion to the children of the living God. Victory is a portion to the church. Lord, you said the gates of hell shall not prevail in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, let it sink, O God, to our spirit man. Let it sink to our soul. Let it sink to our body to know that the gates of hell shall not prevail. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in our families, Lord, we say the gates of hell will not prevail. Concerning our children, we say the gates of hell will not prevail.
concerning, oh my Lord, our career, we say the gates of hell will not prevail. Concerning our singles, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we say the gates of hell will not prevail. We say the gates of hell will not prevail, because it is already done. He did it for us right on the cross of Calvary. Yes, he is the head of the church. Jesus did it for you. Jesus did it for me. The gates of hell will not prevail. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you. We bless you, O God. And we worship you. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Hallelujah. In the next verse, he said, I give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Hallelujah. In Matthew chapter 28, we see our Lord saying the same thing. He said, all power is given unto me in heaven and on earth. And he said, I give you this power. Oh, hallelujah. Whatsoever, he reminding us here again, whatsoever. So when you pray, anytime you pray, you know you are connecting to your Father. You are connecting to heaven. And as you agree upon this planet earth, in the name of Jesus, know that yes, in heaven, it is already sealed. It is a done deal. Oh, let's believe God this hour. Let's thank him that, Lord, yes, the church are crying. Be it, oh my Lord, in the continent of Africa. Be it here in the continent of Europe. Be it, oh my Lord, in Asia. Oh, Lord, anywhere where, oh God, the church is, oh my Lord, calling upon your name. And they are agreeing together. Lord, we want to thank you for that agreement in heaven. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we want to thank you. We bless you, oh God, for answered prayer. We thank you, Father, for answered prayer. That any time we call upon your name, any time we are lifting up our voices unto you, it is a done deal. Oh Lord, we pray. We ask in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, with power and authority, Lord, may your voice, oh my Lord, that is upon many waters, oh God, be heard, oh God, all over the world, as the church, oh my Lord, are lifting up their voices unto you. Father, we want to thank you for answered prayer. You are a faithful God. Blessed be your name, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Hallelujah. Let's open up unto the book of Acts of the Apostles on the same point that God gives the church victory always. He said, whatsoever, hallelujah, be it on the earth, it is already agreed in heaven. Let there be that agreement. The Bible says in Acts of the Apostles chapter 12 verse 5, Peter therefore was kept in prison. But prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Hallelujah. Prayer was made without ceasing by the church. They called upon the name of the Lord. And Peter was released from the prison. The Lord sent angels. He sent his angel, and yes, Peter was released. Why? Because prayer was made by the church without ceasing. Oh, let's pray that we will not be weak. Oh, that believers all over the world, no matter what it looks like, oh, we will not be weak. We will not be tired. Prayer was made by the church without ceasing. Oh, and yes, there was a tangible testimony. Oh, Lord, we want to thank you for tangible testimonies. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We say, Lord, as we lift up our voices unto you, as we call upon your name, oh God, Lord, as you did it, oh my Lord, for this, oh my Lord, church, oh God, as they called, oh my Lord, in the book of Acts, oh God, the Bible says they prayed without ceasing. Lord, you answer their prayer. My Lord, my God, we bless your name. That, Lord, as we lift up our voices unto you, all without ceasing, we want to thank you for tangible testimonies. My Lord, my God, we receive them. The church of the living God receives tangible testimonies. All men, women, all over the world. Believers all over the world. My Lord, my God, we want to thank you for tangible results. Oh, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, oh God, that yes, in your mighty power, you are moving your church forward. Oh, Lord, we bless you. Thank you, Father, for answer prayer. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And finally, Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2. Hallelujah. The last verses in that chapter, the Bible says, after the gospel was preached unto many, it pricked them into their heart, and they said, we desire to know this gospel you are talking about. The Bible says in verse 41, then they that gladly received his word were baptized. The same day they were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in the breaking of bread, and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. Verse 44. And all that believed were together, and had all things in common, and sold their possessions and goods, and parted them to all men as every man had need. And they, continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God, and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Hallelujah. There was that oneness. Hallelujah. There was that singleness of heart. It was not, oh, it's about this brother, or it's about this sister. Any problem that was for that sister, it was for the whole church. They would support one another. They will encourage one another. They will not gossip over one another. They will not be backbiting over one another. They will not be competing over one another. Jesus. They were there to help one another. When one is not feeling well, everybody feels it. They are in prayer without ceasing. When there is any need, it doesn't necessarily mean others, maybe they might have taken it literally to say, oh yes, you have to sell all your possessions. What the Bible is mentioning there is the need for one another to look after one another. Whenever there is need, where you know there is need for my brother, for my sister, you are there to encourage them. He said, strengthen the feeble knees. Let them know that your God reigneth. Your God is alive. I want us to pray for this passion. I want us to pray. Let's pray with passion. Hallelujah. That God will help us. That we will look after one another. There will be singleness of heart. There will be togetherness. There will be that oneness in everything that we do. Not only in Word Founding Christian Ministries, but all over the world where believers gather together. When believers meet together, let there be togetherness. Let there be oneness, not only in the church, but even when we are outside, wherever we meet, wherever we are, encouraging one another, be it in prayer, be it in need. Let's meet one another's needs. Yes, in the Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we bless you. Thank you, oh God, for putting this in our hearts, oh God. not only in Word Founding Christian Ministries, but all over the world, oh God. We pray, Lord, for this desire in the hearts of your people to look after one another. We are our brother's keepers, oh God. Lord, make us, oh God, let this be in us, oh God, to desire, oh God, that genuine love for one another. That togetherness, oh God, for one another, that love, Lord, we desire it. Oh Lord, help us, oh God, break barriers, oh God. Where there have been stumbling blocks, we pray, oh God, the power and the authority you gave the church that they prayed, oh God, without ceasing. We receive it tonight. We receive it, oh God, and we extend it to one another, that we will look after one another. We will desire to see progress in the life of each and every one of us. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we bless you. You said, yes, indeed, the gates of hell will not prevail. Your church is marching forward. Lord, teach us, oh God, to obey. To follow you, the head of the church. Every time moving forward, knowing that, yes, we are on a journey. Where the Lord God Almighty is helping us all the way to the very end. Lord, we give you praise, we give you glory. Thank you, Father, for answered prayer. In Jesus' name, we have prayed.
God of Abraham, God of Isaac, you are the God of Jacob. There is no one like you. You are covenant-keeping God. There is no one like you. Alpha Omega. There is no one like you. You are covenant-keeping God. There is no one like you, Alpha Omega. There is no one like you. Amen. We're going to be praying for families tonight. Even as we pray for family, we remember the Ortiz family. Amen. We're going to pray for them. God is still covenant-keeping God, even in every situation, in the name of Jesus. There is no situation that God will change. He is the same. He will always remain the same. Brother Henry, God is still the same. He is still a covenant-keeping God in your family. He is still a covenant-keeping God in your family. He will not change. All the good things that he has promised for your family must surely come to pass in the name of Jesus. He will take away premature death from your family in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. The family. The essential building block of human society is the family. Amen. Family relations are important to God. When we receive God's Spirit, the Holy Spirit, as salvation, we are adopted into a family. Hence why the church is called the family of God. Amen. Both the Old and New Testament are filled with quotations relating to the family, which teaches us that family was God's idea. Amen. From Genesis, say Genesis 2 verse 8, we see that God said, it is not good for man to be alone. And so, after Adam, he created Eve, and then offspring came, family. Amen. Equally in the New Testament, Ephesians 5, 31, he says, a man shall leave his father and the two become one. Family. Amen. So it's always about family. Amen. Also, in Genesis 6, 18, when God saved Noah, he did not save just Noah. He saved Noah, his children, their wives, family. Amen. So we're going to be praying for family tonight. Amen. Joshua said, as for me and my household. He did not say, as for me alone. He said, as for me and my entire household, we will serve the Lord. Amen. So based on all that, we can only assume that when God saves someone, his desire is for the entire family to be saved. Amen. So we're going to be praying for family today. And so within the family, there are roles and responsibilities.
which is where our prayer points for tonight will come from. 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 8. 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 8. If anyone has found it, they can read it out for us. Yes, ma'am. Amen. Anyone who does not provide for their relatives and especially for their own household, for their family, if you do not provide for your family, you have denied the faith. Amen. So we're going to be praying tonight that God will help us to provide for our families. Amen. So that we will not deny the faith. Because without faith, it's impossible to please God. So we're going to be praying for family. Brethren, I just want us to begin to pray. Just open your mouth and begin to pray that God will look after, that in our family will look after one another, and that God will provide for us so that we'll be a blessing to our family in the name of Jesus. That God will give provision so that we'll become blessing, oh God, to our family, to our church, because the church is our family, to our church, to our friends, that will provide in the name of Jesus so that we will not deny the faith. Lord, because the Bible is true. The Bible, every word that comes from the Bible is true. So if we are not blessed, we cannot be a blessing. But God said, I will bless you so that you'll be a blessing. And so we want to pray tonight. Begin to pray, brethren, that you will be a blessing to your family in the name of Jesus. So that you will not deny the faith in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. We'll also pray. Our next prayer point will be that God will deliver our families from poverty. Don't be fooled about people talking about prosperity preaching and all that. It is important because the family must continue. And so God will have to deliver spirit of poverty from family so that there will be provision in his house in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray that God will deliver his family. God will deliver our families. God will deliver our church from the spirit of poverty in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that God will take away spirit of poverty away from our families in the name of Jesus so that we'll be able to be a blessing to our family in the mighty name of Jesus. Every spirit of poverty, we call you out in the name of Jesus. Every circle of hardship, we say we must leave our families in the name of Jesus. Deliver us, O Lord, from the spirit of poverty in the name of Jesus. Every circle of hardship, we break it from our family in the name of Jesus. We say there shall be progress in our family. We say there shall be progress in our family in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. The Bible tells us that we should be our brother's keeper. Pastor Winford just said we should pray for unity. God asking, where is your brother? So as families, we have to look after one another. We have to be our brother's keeper. It is our duty in the family to be our brother's keeper. Is that somewhere where we've been lacking behind? Is that somewhere where we've fallen short? We want to pray that God will have mercy on us. In the areas that we have been weak, that God will restore us in the name of Jesus. That we'll begin to look after each other. We begin to look after one another. Because in family there is unity. Because in family there is togetherness. And if we're not together, then the family will not stand. And so we have to pray for the spirit of unity, for the spirit of oneness, to be our brother's keeper. That will be our brother's keeper in the name of Jesus. So that when the Lord asks, you can respond. So that when the Lord asks, where is Sister Florence? Where is Pastor Morayo? You can answer. We'll be our brother's keeper in the mighty name of Jesus. Pray to be your brother's keeper. Pray that you will not be found wanting when the Lord asks for your brother, that there will be that spirit of unity, that there will be that spirit of oneness in the family in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. You know, today they try to define family, civil partner, whatever it is. Woman and woman, then they have children. We're going to pray that every evil power that is trying to redefine the meaning of family, God will take it away from us in Jesus' name. We're going to rise up against that spirit that is trying to redefine family from the original intention of God. Because Bible says, man shall leave his father and mother and cling to his wife, and the two shall become one, and then offsprings will follow. And so every spirit that tries to redefine that relationship that God created, we come against it in the name of Jesus. We bind that spirit in the mighty name of Jesus, that the plans and purpose for family will continue to prevail in the name of Jesus. Every curse that comes in our family is taken away in the name of Jesus. We destroy that in the name of Jesus. We release every polluted spirit that is trying to counter the plans of God for family in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. You know, every generation comes to their own. Every generation they will come, they say, this is what is acceptable. Every time they define it, they will bring a new definition. They will now bring a new meaning to what family is. We come against that spirit even tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Our next prayer point will be to command every evil plantation in our family that may want the spirit of our family to go against the actual spirit of God that God has planted. Because God, the Bible says every family is named after God. So God knows every family by name. It is not by mistake that you are put in that family. It is not by mistake that you are in that family. Amen? So every evil spirit that are in our own self, every spirit, that negative spirit that is trying to penetrate in our own life, that will then spill into our family, we reject that spirit tonight in Jesus' name. Brethren, begin to open your mouth and begin to reject that spirit. Reject that spirit that is coming to bring confusion, and that confusion will go down into your family. We reject that spirit in the name of Jesus. Every mark, every evil mark in our family, we erase it in the mighty name of Jesus. We cancel every untimely death in our families in the mighty name of Jesus. That God will arise. Pray, brethren, that God will arise and do a new thing in our families in the mighty name of Jesus. Arise, oh God. Arise, oh God, and do a new thing in our family in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. The Lord is our strength and our fortress. The Lord is our stronghold. Amen. We want to pray. Our final prayer for our family will be that, like Joseph, God will use us. God is not going to raise stones. God will use us to terminate generational battles in Jesus' name. We know the spirit of Joseph. We know the story of Joseph. How the brothers were against each other. Especially Joseph. We come against that in our family in the name of Jesus. We have agreed for unity. And only unity will stand in the name of Jesus. And like Jephthah, you will receive the grace to rewrite your family history. We know the story of Jephthah in the book of Judges, chapter 11 and 12. If we read, Jephthah was an outcast. His mother was a prostitute. He was actually driven away by his own brothers, by his own family, because he was an illegitimate child. But God is not a respecter of person. Let God use us to rewrite history for our family in the name of Jesus. Begin to open your mouth and just begin to pray that God will use you, that God will use you and I to change the history of our family in the mighty name of Jesus. That God will rewrite his story in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. And finally, like David, he will use us to kill any Goliath in our family in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. We pray that, Father, in the name of Jesus, that like David, oh God, every Goliath that is standing against our family, oh God, you will destroy in the name of Jesus. We will stand as the David for our family in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. And so, Father, we just want to thank you for family, oh God. We pray that that unity that you, oh Lord, created will continue to dwell in our families in the name of Jesus. That definition of family, which you yourself said, oh God, will not be taken away in the name of Jesus. We commit our families into your hands, oh God, and we say take total control. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. There is power there.